And so, good morning, everyone. With both feet, let's just jump right into the numbers. The unemployment rate has risen now, according to the November report, from 9.6 to 9.8%. Here's an indication, and we heard it during the election campaign, President Obama saying jobs have been added by private sector companies every month since the beginning of the year. And he was right.
Yeah, that's correct.
And actually,
November, they added 50,000.
They added 50,000, but here's the number for October, and it was actually revised upward in this report. 179,000 or so jobs, 172,000 jobs were added. And so economists were rationally predicting that this month or November's report would indicate 180,000 jobs added to the private sector. It was not the case. It was much lower than that, as you say, less than 50,000. Joining us to talk about what this means and how the markets are going to react, and it's not surprisingly negative to this report, is Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal economics reporter. Kelly, nice to talk to you again.
Good morning. My favorite day of the month. Well, maybe not this month, but
there you go. Charlie Herman, WNYC economics editor. We welcome him back.
It's my favorite day of the month.
Well, Kelly, take the numbers apart. I started there a little bit. It seems there's been a bit of a stall. Any chance this is a statistical anomaly of some kind?
Well, I do think it's worth pointing out that the figures have been pretty choppy this year, and it's been a case where we get a really weak report one month followed by a really strong one the next. So rather than this sort of building and this increase of momentum happening throughout the year as we would like, or as you know models might suggest happens during a recovery, instead we're getting kind of this hot and cold pattern, and November was certainly a cold month. Even industries like retail hiring, which you would expect to be ramping up ahead of the holidays, saw hiring fall, or at least fall compared with what usually happens this time of year. So unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of good news in this report. You know, again, we didn't shed jobs last month,
but we
did in the government sector. That's, again, you have private sector kicking into gear, but on the government side, the picture was still pretty bleak.
Well, we've got two experts here. Let me theorize. Retailers, they're making profits, but they want to hold on to those profits, so they're not hiring, even though they expect the holiday season to be pretty decent. There was that productivity figure early on in the week, which is really, really positive, but it suggests companies are working their workers more and paying them maybe not any more. What's going on here, Charlie?
What's weird about that is that you have so many retailers that are coming out and saying, from Toys R Us and Macy's and other retailers saying, we are hiring more people than we did last year. So I'm actually a little bit surprised that retail figure dropped like it did. I thought we might have actually seen that go up a bit.
Let's just stop there for a second. Is it possible that this survey misses some things in the economy, either at the small business end or the retail end?
We do see a lot of revisions going back to previous months, and I think that goes to what Kelly's talking about, this choppiness that you see in the report, that some months have actually done much better than we thought when they went back and looked at them and got more data. So this could be part of the choppiness that she's referring to, this sort of roller coaster when you chart it out. Some months really bad, some months really good. I think the problem with today's was that there was this general expectation that we were going to have a really, really good report, and the momentum was really going forward to create jobs. And so when you lose that momentum, it's almost worse than if everyone had been expecting around 30 or 50,000 jobs, and that's what we got. When your hopes were that high and they weren't anywhere near that, I think that's part of the problem.
Hey Kelly, I'm glad I can say, hey, Kelly, excuse me, Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal economics reporter. Explain to me this unchanged hourly work hours. That seems to be a pretty solid indicator that things are stalled.
Well, it gets right to your point, John, which is at some point are companies basically trying to work their current employees more without adding them, without giving them raises, et cetera. The problem is we can't see the breakdown, but I wouldn't be surprised if wages increased a little bit in the private sector and decreased a little bit in the public sector because, again, we've heard numerous reports of layoffs and weakness on that side, too, and you've seen that show up. For example, the Challenger survey, which each month gives a tally of reported job cuts, last month was at an 8-month high, and it was precisely because of public sector cuts.
Let me interrupt you there. Stop. We had 11,000 job losses in the government sector here in this report. You report on that job cuts in the public sector stat that came out earlier in the week. That's only going to increase because of the fiscal problems that we're having. Right, Kelly?
Exactly. And so one of the most encouraging reports we've had on the labor market lately was Wednesday's report from ADP, which said private sector hiring was its strongest in almost 3 years. And that's what got everyone real excited ahead of today's report. Unfortunately, it's not only about the private sector right now. You want to see its gains strong enough to absorb some of the weakness happening on the government side. That's what happens during people sort of hope happens during a recession. You pass that baton, and that way you're able to absorb the sort of belt tightening that happens on the fiscal side. You know, we don't necessarily have those dynamics in place right now, which is why the stakes are so high for some of these issues that we're being, that we're talking about going into next year. Tax cuts, unemployment benefits extensions, that sort of thing. Stimulus money is running out. So.
Totally explain this to me, though, because I don't understand where the disconnect is. Consumer spending is up significantly. Companies are making money. I mean, some of the profits coming out of places like Target and Costco and other places, making lots of money. How is this not transmitting into the unemployment rate going down?
And a couple fronts there could be the fact that those companies are actually trying to keep hold of those profits. They don't want to hire more people after periods.
But what John was talking about, working their current employees harder.
Exactly. And if you look at the fact that they are, you know, having to discount to get people to come in the stores, there's, while we've been seeing sales increase, there's this question about, you may see really good sales, but what are the profits that these companies are getting? So instead of bringing on more people, maybe they're trying to find other ways to
holding on to their margins.
To hold on to those margins, if at all possible.
And if I could, just to put this in context, you know, again, we're looking at an average pace of job creation over the past year of about 86,000 a month or so. There have been some government estimates here as to what would it take to get the unemployment rate below 8% at this point, which is suddenly sounding like a wonderful figure. And to get it below 8% by mid-2012, we'd need to see job creation of at least 200,000 a month every month between now and then. And if you include people coming back in the labor force, it needs to be above 300,000. And that's why, again, you see the market weaker today. It's not that people suddenly fear a new downturn. It's just a reminder that we're in a deep, deep hole right here.
But you've described a theory, though, here, and I'll give it to you, Charlie, then, to take it out, that there could be a double dip based on increasing, sort of tepid increases in the private sector job growth, but huge increases in job losses in the public sector as stimulus programs end and those kinds of public sector things. That could be a double dip.
And a lot of governments have said that there are going to be more cuts. I mean, here in New York, for example, they've talked about how there will be more layoffs that would be coming in the future. So I think that what Kelly's talking about and what we sort of see here, the sense of government sector not doing so well and more cuts expected there to try and bring down deficits and debt, it's not a pretty picture looking forward.
Could the public sector produce a double dip, Kelly Evans?
I'd like to think that the government won't let that happen, that we'll see some sort of stimulus or measures happen before then. But as you know, that would also take political will here in the U.S. And right now, this sense of gridlock is really not reassuring a lot of people.
And it's a Republican House coming in January with gangbusters on their political rhetoric for holding down government spending. Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal economics reporter, Charlie Herman, WNYC economics editor for WNYC and The Takeaway. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.